Where is Nadia? Beloved Babaji, how lucky I have to have you in my life. Since I was a child, I search for my inner self, for truth. I feel this has been a search for lifetimes. Now that I have surrendered to you, I feel love is growing with each breath. And I feel your energy filling up my heart, and this fills me with gratitude. When I arrived at this retreat, I was sad, in sadness. I thought my heart was falling apart, but with the help of the wonderful family and your compassion, I was able to notice that it was my ego that was feeling pain. I couldn't stop crying. This will happen many times, Nadia, and happens for most people many times, because you have forgotten. And when you come to satsang, you start remembering. But now you are in my energy. The challenge will be when you go back to take care of it. I feel gratitude for this wind blowing, having found the master that I have so much searched for. I have an issue inside me. It's music. I grew up with some great music, high quality musicians. I am very well conditioned in this matter and I have a musical gift. However, I'm not managing to silence my mind completely. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't expect you can silence your mind completely. You will never manage to silence your mind completely. The only thing I'm telling you are not the mind, no? Don't focus on the mind. The mind can do whatever it wants if you realize you are not the mind. Don't try to silence the mind. Focus just on the moment, on yourself. Relax. Again, you want to be professional, like in the quality musician, or you want to be quality silent, total silence. Don't have so high expectation. This is just another trick of your mind. You cannot go from this to that instantly. You have to take it step by step. However, I'm not managing to silence my mind completely. There is always a song playing in my head, and as I try not to identify it with the music, I simply watch. It seems like a symphonic orchestra starts to accompany this song, and there was song coming out of my head. Yeah, because it's too much songs in your head, no? What else can come out of your head? In the breaks between one activity and the other, I cannot relax before I go to the room and play a song. Is this a trick of the mind trying to distract and deviate me, or is this feeling of musical flowingness my nature? You said you were very well conditioned, so this is just the conditioning. It's just your habit. You think you have to have that. And maybe you do need that, because you, like the Buddha said, you are what you think. So if you think you have to have music all the time, you have to have it. Till you go deeper, you realize you don't need to have it. What to do? Just don't take it so seriously, but it's just a habit. Some people now, and a lot, is all the time with the headphones. They have to listen to music, and it becomes a habit. But then you cannot be quiet. That becomes your attachment. You have to do something. So it's also in habit and also in conditioning. It's also something you do, maybe to bring you back. But all habits, all condition has to go for you to be free. In the beginning, you are not even aware of it. You have to. Everybody has to. You have to do it. Wherever you go, wherever you bike, wherever you walk, whatever, all the time music, every time sound. No? More conscious, then you use it when you need it. No? Then you start getting more conscious. You use it to bring you back as a meditation. What is helpful is that you bring more awareness into what you do. Otherwise, you become a slave of the music, no? You don't know what you do, you just put it on. That's how people are, because they cannot be with themselves. So that is another thing. You have to have the music, because then you forget yourself. You're in the music. All this will go on till you become more present. You have forgotten yourself, no? Could you please help me to dissolve this issue? That's what I'm doing now, Yam. That's what I'm trying to do. There's nothing wrong with music. There's nothing wrong with anything. But it's wrong to be addicted to things that you think you have to have it. Then you are a prisoner then. This thing becomes more important than you. Natural life, that's what all what I'm trying to teach you, just being natural. And what is more natural than to be silent, happy, not dependent on anything, just enjoying life? What is more natural than that? So out of that natural space, then you will see things that you can do and use, but it's out of awareness, it's out of being natural. That's my whole focus. Whatever you do is up to you, it's just being more aware. Then Anjali, you write, where's Anjali? Thank you, beloved, for giving us again this space of love when we can sit with you and get back to the awareness. I have noticed that I'm identified with my body. Is it that the mind identifies itself with that? Yes, the mind try to make you into a thing. Then you say you don't want to be identified with the body. But the body is innocent. You cannot. That is the old trick of being spiritual. You want just to be heart, you want just to be God, you just want to be happy, you want to be blissful, but you don't want to have anything to do with the body. But you have the body. You are both. Huh? You are both. So you have to accept things as they are, no? Take care of the body, but don't be a slave of it, no? And that is the mind. I said the body is very innocent. It's the mind that fucks it up. No, it's the mind that said, I don't want to be identified with the body. Why? What has the body done? It's your mind. He wants to be spiritual. He has his idea. Oh, I don't want to be. Why? Because you don't understand the body. You are not in tune with the body. If you are natural, the body is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. But out of the mind, you corrupt the body because you don't understand it. Then you can use the body in negative, unconscious ways. Then you are not happy. There has been days in my life when I feel tired and ask myself, why is it that I'm here in this world, in this shape called human being? Just to be a happy human being. That's why. You see, that takes the whole energy away. Oh, you want to be so, goes away. Huh? The mind tries to be something, and you will never fulfill it. Just be yourself. You are here to be a happy human being. What is that? Then you smile, then you laugh. But can you believe it? I have this great longing for going beyond all this and for not feeling this separation between I and the others. What? Going beyond what? Just be natural. There's nowhere to go. It's just being natural. This separation between I and the others. That separation is again the mind. In reality, there is no separation. The other is you. We are all coming from the same source. But as the ego, as getting lost in your mind, then you see yourself separate. Then it's a fight. Me against everybody. And then you judge people, you judge yourself, you judge your body, you judge everything because you are separated from the whole. When you remember who you are, you know everything is coming from the same source. We are all brothers and sisters. What's the big deal? And we have the body, why not enjoy it? But the trick is you can only enjoy yourself, your being, body, everything, out of awareness, out of love, out of understanding. Otherwise, it comes from your mind, which is very tricky. That is the whole thing. When you wake up, you know everybody is part. There is no other. It's all the same. We have different forms, but so what? That makes it more interesting, no? Otherwise, you just look at yourself all the time. That would be terrible, no? If you are not some people who only have to look in the mirror all the time. I'm so beautiful, like the princess. Who is the most beautiful in the kingdom? Just relax, that's what I'm teaching you, Anjali, and everybody else. Just be natural, don't fight life, no? Just relax. Become natural. You have everything in you. Beloved, I want you really to know that you have now a super powerful Mexican team of love. Anything you ask for will be done. That's good to know. Then I have to use it then. That's for sure. It's on my list. After all this Thai food, maybe we should have some nachos. No, it's from Yakapulco laughing. It's all good, no? No, you're very happy. Many people write there very happy. Oh, thank you for bringing us to the beautiful place. And yeah, it is beautiful here. And it's, the people here are very nice. Very, very nice. Very innocent. If you just remember to smile to anybody you meet the eyes on, they will smile, no? Where do you find that? And they are just happy because you are smiling, you are happy. Huh? In America, if you smile, then maybe you get into a fight. You're smiling and you're looking at me? You're laughing of me? You think I'm funny? That's why I've always been more at home in the East, because people are more human, more natural, more at ease. In the West, we are really fucked up. Really, really fucked up. So it's good you see different things. And man, maybe 96% have never been in Thailand or been in the East. So you see, because you love. You want to go on a picnic with Baba, okay, no. Many things happen, great. And it expands your vision, no? Your understanding. You get out of your little cocoon. But that is just on the outside. You should be at home everywhere. Luckily, you have me, so I take you to nice places, no? Otherwise, we could end up in Russia or something. Satsang in Moscow. I'm all for that you relax inside and outside. And then it is very good you become aware where you put yourself. No, I have an idea where you can relax, where it is nice, where people are nice. But you have to look at your own life. Are you living, are you functioning in a place where you can just be natural, that is supporting your naturalness? Or you feel you're getting uptight? That's what you have to integrate. You can have to create your own space, your own reality, no? Because you are so lucky being born and being here in places where you can be free. No, you have to take that gift. Don't be a victim. We will come back to the Mexican situation. Don't have any hopes. You know. Yeah. Now we've been in the Buddha atmosphere that I was trying so hard to create, but tomorrow is finished, so no, I might as well start bringing you into the different reality because you have both. No, I got the letter from Mukunda. And who doesn't love Mukunda? So let's go into the frustration to be born Italian. It could have been worse, but not much. Beloved Master, some days ago I woke up crying. Your beauty, your immense compassion and patience for us, this amazing loving way you take care of us, melts my heart. Thank you, my beloved Master. I'm so blessed to have found you. In the last days, I've been trying to write you a letter. It was not easy. It was about some attachments I still have. Everybody has. And it's just great that it becomes clear. Yesterday in satsang you answered me. It clicked something inside me. I connected with a deeper space, a peaceful and undisturbed presence. Already in, as if it was just waiting to be seen, to be felt. In this silent space, there is no attachments. Thank you, my beloved Master. That's what I'm trying to do, to bring you back into that space where there's no attachment, no suffering. Attachment is suffering. Desires, greed, wanting, comparison, all this. That's what I'm trying here, to lift your energy up to a higher vibration. When that happens, then all attachment simply is gone. That's why nobody can change trying. Nobody can change by giving you 10 commandments. Even Jesus cannot. Because you are trying to change as the same. You have to rise in consciousness. That's what's happening in satsang. You falling in tune with me. And that love, that trust in me, suddenly you start being in tune. Then you're forgetting yourself, which has been attachment. All these ideas. I was unsure if I should send you my letter or not, but I decided to do it anyway, because I still don't feel strong enough to keep the connection with it, to take care of it, and also because I really want to transform and let go of what I'm facing now. It's about my sexual attachment. I have some carnal and sexual desires that still have a strong grip over me. In between the retreats, Sometimes I give them power to influence my growth and to put me out of my path, of my heart, and even my relationship with you. I feel ashamed for that, but it's true. That's the hard thing, Mukunda. That's the hard thing for everybody. You have to sooner or later face yourself. And then you see how you corrupt and undermine yourself again and again. As far as I'm concerned, nothing is in between. You are creating everything. But of course, you have to be worthy. You have to be clean enough. You have to be real enough to receive the truth, the real. Buddha said the disciples of the Blessed One has to have good conduct, have to have good manners, have to behave rightly. And just these simple things is not out of a rule. It can only happen out of understanding. Otherwise, again, it will become a commandment, a rule. And that's not what Buddha means. But you have to, if you're going to follow the master, you have to be committed. You have to clean yourself. Otherwise, these things which you have in you, your attachments, your desire, your shadows, your pain, your conflict, your guilt, your fears, it will come in between. And then you feel ashamed. Don't feel ashamed, just rise. I'm always listening very careful to what you say about sexual attachment, trying to follow what you say, but there is something that still doesn't click inside myself, and I'm not in satsangs, and I'm out of the retreats. I'm not able to transform and to go through it. No, the habit is very, very strong. More and more you will understand you need to put your whole energy into it if you want to do it. And that is not only for you, it's for everybody. And they have the different things, different attachment, different ideas. And it's only this desire that, no, I want to be free. I'm working on it, but it seems to be so instinctual that sometimes I have to follow it. It brings me to the lowest, and then I feel bad, guilty, empty. I'm upset and disappointed with myself for that. Yes, because no, it's even worse when you have felt something else. You are with me, you have been in satsang, you have touched spaces inside yourself where you are not attached to anything. You are free, you are happy, you are natural. Then, of course, going back to that, you feeling bad, guilty, empty, is the lowest. But the lowest is much easier. That's why everybody is so much into the lower. It's your instinct, like you say, it's the instinct. Instinct doesn't need any awareness. The instinct, you are a slave. And the more conscious you become, the less stupid you feel that you are a slave of your instinct. You are not the master of yourself. You are not really a human being. You are just a machine that is run by your instincts. That is terrible. And this is the fight now, to start rising out of being an animal driven by the instincts, or becoming a human being, a beautiful human being, and even go beyond that. I'm working on it, looking at myself. When sex comes out of love, it is amazing, but it's not always like this. No, in fact, it's very, very seldom like this. Be truthful. It's very, very seldom like that because of the instinct. And people have so much stuff around sex. That is something bad, that is something guilty, there is something dark. All that stuff has been there for generations. Then you feel ashamed, no? And then these things you want to do as quick as possible. Be finished with it. Because it's not really allowed. No, out of love, everything changes. But to be in that love, you have to be more in tune with yourself, with the truth. Nothing wrong with sex, because sex belongs to the body. It's just a very, very natural thing. But sexuality is a different thing. And everybody is lost in the sexuality. That becomes mental. And sex shouldn't be mental, it's part of the body. And the body is innocent. But when the mind comes in the picture, then it becomes sexuality. Then you fantasize. Then you are gone. And that is the situation now. And it's never been like everything else, it's never been as gone as it is now. Because now you have pornography and all the sexual things all over the place. So it becomes a mental thing. And then you lose contact with the body that is very innocent. Then you dream about the perfect woman, the perfect man, which no woman, no man can ever fulfill. And she should be like this and that, and he should be, and then everything becomes mental. Then they look at the pornographic movies, and then you see, oh, that's how it should be. Great teachers. But this is the situation. And not only in the West, but in the East also. In the West, has been indulging. That is not the way, because it can never fulfill. In the East, they've been saying no, being spiritual. They don't want to anything to do with it. That is also not natural. So it's just two opposites. One side you're indulging, and other side you are repressing. This is the two way that the mind can understand. Both is out of the mind. No, the only way to be natural is to come back again to your heart, to your body, to your being. But then you need to retrain yourself. Like everything else. Everything else I'm talking about is nothing different, is to bring yourself back, become more sensitive, to become more human, to be more in tune with the moment. Like you say, when it happens out of love, it is amazing. It is amazing, and it can always be amazing if you are settled more in your heart, in love. But of course, the habits will come on, so you have to be on guard. You have to retrain yourself as such, being more sensitive, being more playful. That is not the guilty, there's nothing wrong with it. It's beautiful. But that can only happen if you have understood it, if you are more in tune with it. Otherwise, if you are afraid of it, if it's something bad, if you are fearful about it, if you are ashamed of it, then how can it be beautiful? How can it be playful? But the instinct is still there. So you do it in the darkness. very quick as possible and then finished. No, out of consciousness, out of more intimacy, which you have to have with yourself and with your partner, then trust, then love. Then everything relaxes, which is how every whole life is. It's very relaxed. So sex is nothing special. It's just like eating or sleeping. It's a natural thing. But you have to be natural. Then everything falls into place. And it becomes beautiful. But no, people, they cannot eat. They eat bad food, no? And they stuff themselves. I have seen people who eat big buckets of ice cream. Big buckets of ice cream. 1 kilo, and that is after all their burgers. And it's totally normal. They have made movies now, how you become if you only live like that. And people have been living like that their whole life. It's totally unconscious. It will never satisfy you. And that sexuality, that will also never satisfy you. Because the body always, the desire wants more, but the body gets burnt out. It knows there's nothing right in it. But because you live on the lowest, on your instincts, on your sexuality, on the animal instincts, then you want more. Because that is the only thing, at least, that is great. The only little relief you can relax a little bit. No, that, if you bring that natural, beautiful thing into love, understanding, acceptance, friendship, then you will relax into it, and then there's nothing to be done quickly. You can enjoy, you know. But that you can only do when you become friends with it, when you understand it, when you are in tune with it. That is nothing to be shameful about. Should you be ashamed every time you eat spaghetti? That doesn't mean that you should eat all the time. Da, 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 da. No? But that is how the mind is. You find something and then you become obsessed with it. And that's how sexuality is. And that's how people are. No, they are new diseases. Because everything, all that has become just in the head. And it has nothing to do with the head, it has to do with the body, which is innocent, it has to do with the heart. It's a gift like everything else. But not when it comes from the head, who doesn't understand. Then it gets misused. That's what has happened. It's not always like that. Sometimes a strong and instinctual sexual energy arises in my system, gives to my mind and increase my sexual fantasies and desire. It is like a dark side of myself. Yes, everybody has this in two different degrees, no? But remember, which you have experienced, when you are here, when you are in tune with me, when you are in satsang, when you're meditating, which happens also sometimes alone, then that goes away. Why? Because then your vibration is functioning on a different level. Then it becomes compassion, love, silence. Then you are not driven by the lower instincts. But nobody said it was going to be easy, no? The dark side of me uses sex both to be independent and not to feel my loneliness, sometimes to anesthetize myself. I know it seems strange, but it's what I feel. No, it's not strange, it's how it is. Then, in the sex, in the sexuality which comes from your lowest, then you use the other, no? Because you are not interested. It has nothing to do with love. It has nothing to do with intimacy. is something you want to use and be finished with it. You don't care about the other, you just want to use the other. And that is how most people are. That's what they call love. They use the other for their own needs, for their own desires, no? That is the law. It's really ugly, but this is the situation. That is what people are used to now. They use the other, and then they play the games. And the teenagers now, it's never been like that. They just want to use each other, no? Because that is what they've been seeing. Use the other and get away, and then the next. And how can you ever be satisfied? Because you are not functioning out. The heart is satisfying. So if you live in the heart, that will be satisfying, no? Then your whole energy starts functioning on a different level. Then it's always fulfilling. Then, of course, the sex, this instinct, it will not be so strong because you're functioning from another level. And when sex happens, like a good meal, then you really enjoy it. Easy. Because things are natural. So it isn't in everybody have also this, that this sexual and this using the other is not right, no? Because everybody has a deeper side, but it's unexplored. You have to be settled in it. At a certain level, I feel that this dark side is acting out what I've been receiving during my growth as a kid and a boy. I wrote you already about that. I've been growing in a very violent environment with a high and repressed sexual energy acted out in an unconstructive way. And I have been humiliated because I was too delicate and not aggressive. My father always wanted me more masculine. I'm ready to let go of my story, Master. Let it go, Mukunda, let it go. You are here with me now. But it's not so easy because it's there in your memory, in your body. It has to become really understood. And seeing the patterns we do to ourselves. Everybody wants to be free, but still you are a slave of your desires, of your wanting, of your past. And many people here have written me, and many people who are even here in satsang and around me, they have been misused, they've been the victims in so many different ways, physical, emotional, spiritual ways. And when you are a child, you have no defense, no? You trust the grown-ups, and especially your own family. I was amazed when I started leading groups and doing therapy in Pune. It was so many who had been misused, so much suffering. I had no idea. And not only being misused and raped, a girl or a boy, by the grandfather, by the uncle, but by your own father even. Of course, this is a very strong imprint. Who can you trust then? And everything because of this sick sexuality, fantasizing. so strong, this instinct, that you can even rape your own daughter. No father, no mother wants to do these kind of things. But this is how deep this animal instinct. So if you don't become aware of it, it's very difficult to get out of it. Nobody wants to live like that, but still they do. When I look back at my life, I can see that when my sexuality matured, even if I've been acting it out in quite innocent way into relationships, it was not clean. Very soon I started to have a pull for having disposable sex, even if it took many years to start to act it out for real. Yeah, that's the way, because this slave of the sexuality, of the sex, then you just want to relieve yourself then. You don't care about the other. That is the. Have you seen any animal? Haven't you seen the dogs on the road? Is it much foreplay there? Is it much coos afterwards and intimacy and having a nice ice cream and like that? Huh? No. And that is in people also. Only by becoming more natural, more human, then everything becomes beautiful. Because you want to share. Otherwise, you just want to have disposable sex. You just want to use the other. That is the lowest instinct. Everybody has that. But in love, then you want to share. You want to share more than you want to get. Everything changes. You are open, you are friendly, you want to take care, no? Instead of using. Slowly, slowly, I got more polluted. The more I became able to act out my sexual desires, the more they were growing and becoming strong. That's how you feel it. You cannot be finished by putting petrol on the fire, no? His only way for everything is to become more conscious. Otherwise, this sex, this drive, can never be fulfilled. It's impossible. Because it's an ongoing thing. Only when you're understanding, when your energy is rising, no? Then everything falls into place. It becomes natural. That's the whole, it has to shift that the sex is natural, but the sexuality and the mind and all this to use to be just like an animal, that is not natural. But that is the instinct. So most people live only by that instinct because that is the easiest. You don't need to grow. And most people, they don't grow. Growth takes awareness. And that can only really happen if you got touched by something, something higher. No, it's a longing there. I want to get out of this. It's not right. I'm a human. I'm not driven by my instinct, my animal instinct. To know all this doesn't seem to be enough to transform it, to let it go. No. No, you know it, and many people know it, but it's not enough. The only way is that you have to come back to yourself and be more sensitive, more in tune, and not what you can be aware of, like I say, in so many ways, don't go back to those places, no? Because you're not strong enough. So if it's something you have realized, then don't go back to those. It's like an alcoholic, no? If you have been dry, if you haven't been drinking for a year, you've been alcoholic for 30 years, you don't go back to the pub. You want to go, you go to the juice bar. Huh? Your own understanding. The pull is always like that. It's the same thing. The pull is there because it's unconscious. It's your lower. And you become unconscious again. Awareness, you rises. But you have to pay a price for it. And the price is, you have to leave your unconsciousness. That's the price. That's how it is. But to have known all this doesn't seem to be enough to transform it, to let it go, yes. That's where you are, Mukunda. You just know what can help it to integrate it. That's why you want to be here with me, because no, it's fine. Because a different level of yourself, of your being, is coming forth. Be aware who you hang out with, where you go. Even worse, my sexual attachment and desires seems to have become stronger and stronger after some opening of my heart or inside. I also have the feeling that my mind has become stronger and better organized, using them to keep its control. It's like the more light I put in, the more darkness I have to face. Yes, this is this is the fight between God and Satan. This is the only fight. That is not heaven and hell. That heaven and hell is in you. You can live in heaven, you can live in hell. This is the fight between darkness and light, between unconsciousness and consciousness, between being an animal in human form or being a human. What I call a human is somebody who is centered in their heart, no? Then all this ugliness, all these perversions, all these things, it goes by itself. Nobody needs to tell you, but the heart knows. It wants love. It doesn't want the sexuality. It wants to heal. It doesn't want to kill. Everything changes. And that's what you have, that is the conflict now. And then many times it gets stronger because what is happening, you know? And you have to lose your whole self, your whole identity, which is harder. You don't know who you are. Then it's better to hold on to the past. Sorry, Master, if this letter becomes long, but I need to share with you these experiences. I feel I developed some attachments into them, which I need to let go. I didn't do it before because I was not able to put a name and look at them before meeting you. Don't feel sorry, Mukunda. It's fine. We are doing this together, and it's not only you. It takes different shapes. Even for you, it comes out like this. It comes out for different people. Before finding you, I have had two strong heart openings. You have to meet someone like me before you have the courage to face yourself. And you can only do that before when you have had the touch of your real self. Then it's very difficult to go back. That is how God is tempting you. Now you're writing about his heart opening. It happens spontaneously. I didn't know anything about meditation and spiritual path, but I was always thirsty for truth. This is 16 years ago. I went to a place outside Barcelona. It was a sacred hill, a beautiful monastery on top of it. The energy in that place is amazing, dense and sacred, and the beautiful landscape. Then you had a great experience there where everything disappeared, no? You disappeared. I could really see the world as it is. It was like to wake up after a long dream. Later on, I called that sacred alive present il fluido, the fluid. That's a good. You know, the marathon runners and the exercise freaks, you know, who do that, or the people who jump out from the planes and all this, they call it the zone, no? You enter the zone. That's like that. You become totally present. But they need some shock to do it. That's why people are attracted so much to fear, to danger. Because then you wake up. You cannot think about the past or the future. This happens spontaneously in meditation. Where everything is like it should be. This fluidity was everything, including myself. I didn't want to call it God because this word was reminding me of the church and the religions. Yes. And my feeling is, I will tell you, Mukunda, that you had some in the past, you were already longing for this, for peace, for freedom, for God, for meditation. But you ended up in this monastery, maybe even here where you had that experience, where you in the past also touched that sacred space. So that's my feeling. You had this, and you had this longing, and you had this insight also, but you didn't really have anybody to guide. It wasn't in the right place. I didn't know anything then about the ego. And I had an ignorance about myself. So now you write about another time. This is what you're slowly understanding and what I'm telling you now. Because if you are a slave of the inner drive, that animal drive of sex and fantasizing, then the energies can never rise. And you have to allow the energy to rise. That is the alchemy. That is the alchemy I'm doing here with you, transforming the lower into the higher. When everything starts functioning at the right, everything falls into place. There's nothing wrong with anything. It's only wrong when you use it unconsciously. And it's definitely something fishy when human being, beautiful human being, the top of the creation, is behaving worse than the animals. That's the waste. And no wonder people are not happy, because they're trying to be fulfilled on the lowest. you cannot get fulfilled on the lowest. You can only get fulfilled on the highest. The higher you go, the more harmony, the more fulfillment, the more contentment. This beautiful feeling is the same I feel sometimes in satsang. Yes, because then you start feeling in tune with your higher. Then all that is gone. That's why I don't tell anybody you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't be that, do that. No, no. Everything happens from your own understanding. That's the only way. After these experiences, a year after, a strong pain in my chest came during my meditation, and every time I was going in, as if I was feeling all the pain in the world. Yes, this is also, we have to feel that, and feel the pain that we inflict on ourselves. I couldn't go on alone. I started to have the need of an alive guide. But I couldn't trust any of them. For me, the real masters was all dead. Then during my meditation, I started to feel a huge protecting white and gold energy, full of unconditional love. Soon, I got to know about you. When I first met you, I recognized and felt in you that this white and gold energy. And my first letter to you was about my pain. After the satsang, instead of that pain, there was a huge and beautiful, silent, peaceful space inside my chest. But I didn't manage to take care of it after the retreat. Yes. But it is there. But this is how it is. You have to change that gray energy, dark energy, and go towards more the white and gold energy. That's what I'm reminding you of. That's what came to you when you really wanted. You came in contact with somebody who could remind you of that. And I'm telling you, it's not the first time you had that longing. Only last time you came in bad company. You did it out of your innocence. But you didn't have the right guide. Nobody speaks the truth. And it's very difficult to find a master, a guru, who talks about all these things because they don't know. It's not their experience either. I don't think ever Buddha talked about this. Or Ramana. But this, you have to see the situation as it is. When I first met you, I recognized and felt in you that this white and gold energy. That's what you have to change. That's what the master is here for, to remind you of something different. Know the masses, which is how the world is. Disposable sex, desires, fantasizing. No, just last year we had a very famous movie, 50 Shades of Grey. Everybody is interested in it because sexuality, you know, sex. But this is the gray. 50 shades of gray is exactly how it is. It's just gray. It's fantasizing. It's excitement. It's no love, no feeling, no intimacy. Why get stuck in 50 shades of gray? Why not have 50 shades of gold? 50 shades of gold. That they don't know about. Who can make that movie, 50 Shades of Gold? That's what I would like to make. 50 shades of gold and white light. Not so exciting, but so beautiful. No? Just imagine yourself, you make the love and the fantasizing and get out your whips and your pins and your torture things there and get some excitement in the gray zone. Or you make love in the golden white light. No? That is the possibility. But you have to be sensitive. That's the thing. You have to turn your back to the gray, to the dark. It's a different way of living, of being, of functioning. That's the possibility. But everybody has to realize it and embrace it and unlearn. It's not so much to learn because everything is there. Every time I have an opening in my heart, the attachment to those experiences come out immediately. Satsang is the only place when all this disappears. Yes, that's how it is. And how does it disappear? Because you are in tune. No, that is how love is transforming. No, you love me, you fall in tune with me, then you forget. That love connects you to your love. In love, that doesn't function. All the, what is there to fantasize about in love? Nothing, because it's totally fulfilling. That's why in love, if love has come into even the relationship, then you can even forget about the sex. When it happens, but it's so many things because love goes in everything. Just being together is so fulfilling, no? But if that is not there, then everything, the whole thing that is fulfilling on the animal is the sexual act. Then you become, that's what I call the doggy-doggy syndrome. Only that. And all the games that is played around it. So the dog gets the thing, then finish. Then you don't, you are used, not, you are not worth anything as long as that is taken. That is how it functions on the lowest, which is what is normal. How can there be any intimacy, any love, any relationship, any companionship out of that? It's impossible. That's why nothing lasts. Love, if there is love, it has to love, it wants to love, because love wants love, no? The heart wants peace, the heart wants love. The mind wants the negative, the animal, that is the easy. Satsang is the only place where all this disappears. But when I come back to my normal life, it is all back again. And as I told you, I have the feeling that my mind is becoming stronger and better organized. No. It is not. because I'm going to destroy it. Are you ready? Where's your mind now, if I might ask? Huh? This is the easiest way, Mukunda, and I know it from my own experience. That's why I dropped everything. I just wanted to be with my master. And that's what it has to come with. It has to come to that point that all your other desires falls away because you have found something that is better. Whatever that is, that can only come from your inner being. Then when all the desire gets focused on one desire, then there is peace. Because then you are committed to the real, not to the mind, not to the desires. Again and again, my beloved Papaji said, is only one desire that is worth anything, the desire for freedom. And all your desires is for more attachment, more suffering. Only for freedom, only for love, only for silence. This is the right desire. If you know 100%, this is what I want, then no more problem. Because it is available. If that is not clear, then suffer some more then. Master, I'm so ready to let it go. I want to get rid of it. I long to delete it all, to transform all the obstacles, all the attachment between you and me. There is nothing between you and me. It's just in your old mind. Let go of all that. There's nothing there. Everything is fine. So let it be a wake-up call now. Organize your life even better. You are very good with people. You help. There's many times that situation. People can be very helpful, very good, but they are not so good with themselves, no? No, focused on you. Yesterday in satsang, I realized that maybe these experiences are only steps, the experiences that I had. Layers that are gone. Maybe what I'm facing now is only a way to know myself deeper, to get to know my dark side, my shadows, just to allow your light, your truth, to shine more and more into my heart. I love you, Master, in deep gratitude at your feet, Mukunda. Just to face the darkness, Mukunda, people need light. You cannot see that if you live in darkness. You have to come from a light. No, the light is coming. No, use that light in an intelligent way. No, you start seeing it. This is true. All this happened just so you can face yourself and know yourself better. And everybody has to clean up in their unconsciousness, in your darkness, in their fears, in their guilt, in their shame, whatever it is, to be free. Because this is what is between you and peace. Everybody has to face the darkness and see that you are not a slave of it. And don't focus on those things, just focus on being natural, a natural living. That's all what I'm talking about, just being natural. And that can only come out of your own deep understanding. And of course you have to help yourself. If you have a bad habit from before, you have to help to bring it into a more positive habit. To bring more awareness into your life. Why not live naturally? So there is a way not to repress it, which is so-called the religion, the spiritual side, or the Eastern side, or the Western side now, is to indulge in it. No, is to transform it. There's nothing wrong with it. You just have to befriend it, to understand it, no? It's like that. Beloveds, once again, a precious and transforming insight in my beloved's garden, that there still was, after all these years, a doubt in me concerning my space, my aloneness, and the right to stand up for it. I was so amazed to see, to get this insight. Still, the values from the past, not to stick out, to follow the group instead of feeling myself out, to be normal. Too much aloneness looks weird. I also got a beautiful flashback memory from my first summer retreat in 2001 in Dharma Mountain. For the first time in my life, I was allowed to be silent. Silent for 2 weeks. I did not have to speak. I did not have to explain. I did not have to achieve anything. This opened the door to a forgotten land, to a forgotten world. And I jumped out into the bright, green, fresh grass, into the light, into the sun, into the beauty of now, into the wonderland. No wonder it brought a revolution. Yes, Asmani, you are still here. That's how the revolution, it was a good revolution. A sun explosion inside, and it's still going on. How is it possible to thank you for my life? Just be yourself, Asmani, that's all the way you can thank me. Be happy, follow yourself. And what should I have done without you? You are a crazy woman. I love you. It's the only place you can be. How is it possible to thank you for my life, for guiding me again and again through all these years, back home to this vast space, into this freedom that is my nature? Yes. When you are in that freedom that is your nature, then what is missing? Who cares what people say? Who cares if you are weird? Everything is forgotten because you are in the freedom. Everything is like it should be. Step outside that and all the problems come. That's why I say stay home. Stay in your freedom, in your truth. Still, I bow down to the deepest love, in the deepest gratitude, in the deepest respect, forever at your feet. I love you so much, Asmani. May everyone be happy. And rise out of the slavery into being happy human beings, free of any darkness, any mind, any problems, just being yourself, happy. Aum Shanti. So simple. You cannot be anything else than yourself. So why not just be yourself? But nobody has told you. Everybody wants you to be something else. Somebody else. Relax.
Joni Sebam, Guru Prasad.